Welcome to the African Album Review Podcast, where we review Africa's best and latest music projects.
Africa, Morise. My name is MJ Omoto, and in the next few minutes, I'm going to give you a rundown of two albums, Chire Merera and Maita Baba by Ja Prayzah. The clock starts now.
The latest African album review is...
I do want to send a big shout out to Big J over there on Twitter. Twitter handle is _@Jimalo for requesting this album review. This is your work. Thank you. Before I even get into it, you're probably wondering, why am I reviewing two different albums? But there's a really good reason for this. Ja Prayzah released Chire Merera on May 12th, 2023, and Maita Baba on May 13th, 2023. Why did he do this? Interestingly, Chire Merera is his 12th album, released on the 12th, and Maita Baba is his 13th album, released on the 13th. So there's a method to the madness, and I think it just makes sense to look at how all this was done, why it was done, and look at it in terms of the two albums, Chire Merera and Maita Baba, instead of individually. Starting with Chire Merera, which was released on May 12th, 2023, under Military Touch Movement, it has 13 songs, which represents 59 minutes, 8 seconds of runtime. There's only one collaboration, which is with Feli Nandi, and multiple producer placements, which are split between Rodney Beats, aka Rodney Sibanda, DJ Tamuka, and Tariro G Fingers Mufari. And interestingly, G Fingers is one of the first people that ever actually recorded me on a song, way back in like 2003, I think. So shout out to you, G Fingers. The album cover to Chire Merera gives away a little bit about what the music is about. Ja Prayzah is sitting on this throne, which looks very like traditional, and he's clearly the king. There's two women beside him. There's a woman sitting on the floor with a baby. I don't know the symbolism specifically, but then behind them they're like spears and these sort of weapons, and all of them are just dressed in, you know, traditional gear somewhat. And there's a mix of actually traditional and a little bit of modern touch with the woman, I think, particularly sitting at the on the floor. Anyway, that's besides the point. It just represents really a lot of connection to Shona culture specifically, and the music that you're gonna get on Chire Merera leans more to the Mbira music, and it's a melting pot of different traditional styles of music, but also going back to music that maybe our parents would have listened to back in the maybe early 90s, going way back into the 80s. And yeah, on the other side, Maita Baba was released on May 13th, 2023, and it has 13 songs, which represents 49 minutes and 33 seconds of runtime. It's also under Military Touch Movement, no surprises there. And there are 5 collaborations on there, including Heavy K, Shasha Dakari, aka DG, Takura, Gemma Griffiths. Solid cast right there. There are also multiple producer placements. You get Rodney Beats, DJ Tamuka, just like on Chire Merera album, Dakari, aka DG, Heavy K, Victor Stort, Mazo. Yeah, it's stacked. Now, when comparing this album cover to the previous one, this album cover's got Ja Prayzah by himself, and he's sitting on something. I don't know what it is, a drum or something. And he's got a goat just by his feet. So I don't know, maybe he's kind of alluding to being the goat of the game in Zim. I wouldn't even argue at that, because yo, this guy's got, yeah, he's got that star power. But yeah, it's completely different. He's dressed, you know, in a modern sense. He's got this hat going on, just different. This one doesn't really give too much away in terms of what to expect musically, but once I started listening, it made sense. It's more of the Ja Praiser that you would expect in the continental sense. So one of the most popular songs that Ja Praiser has ever done, that's just popular out there, is like a song like Dangerous, which is just yo. Mind-blowing, fast-paced, and this is exactly how he starts this album with the song Waleti Kali. Yeah. Ah, Ja Praiser, man. Anyway. this is how he starts. He starts, you know, this album fast paced, in that almost like Afro house sense, with mixtures of Zimbabwean type sounds, and that's really his MO on this album. What I'm more interested in is just assessing the strategy here. Why did this guy release two separate albums in the first instance? And it points to a two-pronged strategy between himself and his team. The two-pronged strategy firstly satisfies the local Zimbabwean market, and then secondly a strategy that covers Southern Africa and the rest of Africa, positioning Ja Praiser as a continental artist. And when it comes to Zimbabwean artists, he is one of the most recognizable Zimbabwean brands, be it in Zimbabwe or outside Zimbabwe, which makes this two-pronged strategy perfect for an artist like this. What he has realized is that when he is in the Zim space with the local market, his sound needs to be a certain type of sound, such that when he's going to shows, he captures a certain demographic. And this demographic is wide when it comes to the Zimbabwean landscape. It's going to be your people in their 20s right up to people that are like in their 60s and stuff. That's the kind of sound you get with the Mbira album, or the Mbira and traditional Zimbabwean music influenced album Chire Merera. On Maita Baba, now we're talking your dance stuff, your Afro beats, and collaborating with artists that are positioned in that space, which makes sense. Kurenehama is with Heavy K. Heavy K has got a signature house sound, which you cannot mistake. It's right there. There's other songs like Tocheka, which was produced by South African producer Muzzle. And that one is also in the house space, and is going to do really well in that same realm as Kurenehama. Now, thinking about those two songs, and then actually the first song, Waleti Kali, I genuinely think the sequencing could have been a bit better on Maita Baba to group those songs together, because in terms of a flow, it just made way more sense to have those songs together and the tempo that they represent. And you know what? I mean, what's done is done. But to me, I was kind of expecting that. I was hoping for that. But maybe there's something else that I'm not quite seeing as yet after listening to this album. But it's just a small detail. Now, on the flip side, I genuinely believe on Maita Baba, when you look at tracks 7 right through to 13, this is the gold of the album. He just went all out. Wandi Boa with Shasha, Maita Baba with Shasha and Dakari as well, who's on Wandi Boa. Ndorida with Dakari and Takura. Shungu with Dakari and Gemma Griffiths. Wandakada, then Kamwenje. They work well together. Like, if those tracks were just an EP, wow. But as part of the album, they do so well, because what he did is, he basically just, if it was cricket, these are just all of them are just sixes all the way. It's just six after six after six. And they lean on the Afrobeat sound with more of the Alté, which is kind of like a fusion between R&B and Afrobeats, somewhere there. But the collaborations work well with Ja Praise's kind of almost like Zimbabwean traditional sounding voice. Oh, yes, good stuff, good stuff, good stuff. And it works well on these beats because he's got such a different delivery and style vocally. On these beats, it just sounds otherworldly, and it's not something that you're going to get everywhere. And that has worked well for him on the African continent because it totally gives a different perspective of what that type of music can sound like outside, you know, the Nigerian or West African context. So that was pretty cool about Maita Baba. As a project, I really do think Maita Baba is right up there. It's more of my style. Chiremerera is actually really musically brilliant. Like, if you're just looking for that musicality and tapping into the traditional influences of like Shona music in general, and then just applying them with that quality of execution, it's hard to beat that album in terms of that. And what's interesting is, although that album really is for the local Zimbabwean crowd, the people that will go to his show, you know, at a local, I don't know, bar or at a stadium, whatever the case may be, those people are always going to support him. But I think Chiremerera has got a unique positioning outside of Zimbabwe, but not necessarily to the Zimbabwean diaspora, but more in those other countries, like maybe your Scandinavian countries, perhaps. When you're looking Denmark, Sweden, thereabouts, I think there's always enough of a pull with our European counterparts who like that type of music. And there could be a play there. And I don't know if he's ever going to pursue it, but I think outside Zimbabwe that could work. This other album, Maita Baba, is, yo, if you're in the Afrobeats house scene, maybe even a little bit of the Amapiano scene, then this album really could capture your attention because it positions Ja Praise as an African, like continental modern artist. So that's really the fundamental difference between the two albums. Ja Praise can do what he likes. Two albums in 2 days. I mean, nobody's gonna complain, right? It's Ja Praise after all. And with his reputation, he has earned the right to be this guy. And luckily, he also backs it up with really good music. Having said that, I think Maita Baba is the one with the commercial hits. 100%. Chiremerera could give you hits for days in the Zimbabwean context, so there's gonna be stuff there. The song with Feli Nandi, by the way, what a combination. That's one thing too, just to mention. But yeah, those are just some thoughts around Ja Praise's release and releases and these albums as well. How do I rate Chiremerera? Out of 10, I'd give Chiremerera a 7 out of 10. And I'd give Maita Baba 8.2 out of 10. Otherwise, that's it for me. My name is MJ Omonto, Son of Zimbabwe, signing out. This was the African Album Review Podcast. Peace. Dane Dane.
Moto Moto Music, the best place to listen to podcasts about African music online.